Letter from the Conductor, Ghosts and the Marriage of Figaro by Elizabeth Askrin. The task of writing about Mozart's The Marriage of Figaro is daunting at best. What is left to say today about one of classical music's most celebrated operas, written by one of the most famous composers? I found myself haunted by the shadow of Mozart, as well as the herds of his famous interpreters, critics, and historians. Leaning into this spectral discomfort, I decided to explore a new angle, the ghosts of Mozart and his nuptial masterpiece. 1785 was a critical juncture for Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart. The 29-year-old composer had already written hundreds of mature works, ranging from brilliant sonatas and chamber music to sublime large-scale works including masses, over 30 symphonies, and 16 operas. In the year in which Mozart started working on The Marriage of Figaro, he also completed several other stunning pieces, including three of his most celebrated piano concertos and incredible chamber works, among them the Dissonance String Quartet. Simply put, Mozart was on fire, and the power of his creative genius would not be denied. Despite this, Mozart was haunted by looming dangers which threatened to destroy his hard-earned success. The constant pressure of his overbearing father, Leopold Mozart, was relentless. Chronic debt due to an exuberant rock star lifestyle plagued him. Incumbent Italian high court composer Antonio Salieri made Mozart constantly fight to justify his newly won position at the court of Emperor Joseph II. Mozart was at the height of his creative powers, yet forces beyond his control menaced to topple it all. How would he be able to resist them? As artists often pour their strongest emotion into their work, it is no surprise that Mozart and his librettist Lorenzo da Ponte imbued the roles in The Marriage of Figaro with both great joys and secret struggles. What are the characters haunted by? From the first notes of this exuberant overture, musical sobrieties shock and pop every turn, announcing plot twists and cliffhangers to come. As the story unfolds, each character reveals their own demons, both imagined and real. Susanna lives in fear of the treacherous count, who would be waiting for her behind every door. Her fiancé, the clever Figaro, is terrified by his secret debt that would ruin his wedding and shackle him to an old spinster instead. Cherubino is possessed by adolescent impulses he cannot control, while the melancholy beauty of the Countess troubles his heart. Marcellina and Bartolo are touched by the memory of their lost love child, while Basilio admits he had once been under the spell of a siren from his youth who stole his innocence and his clothes. This leaves us with the noble power couple. The Countess is tormented by her husband's infidelities, both real and imagined, and more poignantly, by the fear of abandonment as her beauty begins to fade, whereas the Count is compelled to portray his marriage by the sin of gluttony and the need to constantly dominate everyone to deny his own mortality and ever-approaching death. Can these phantoms be exorcised? The Marriage of Figaro offers us a beautiful remedy. In a moment of great pain and confusion, dare to speak the truth, recognize love, and ask for forgiveness.